It has been months since Laurent Gbagbo lost the presidential election in Ivory Coast, and at last he's been forced to step down. Here's a reporter with Télévision Côte d'Ivoire reporting the news, and he starts with a sigh of relief.
Ouf, Gbagbo, c'est fini. La Côte d'Ivoire est libérée.
Gbagbo is finished, he says. Ivory Coast is liberated. And yet Gbagbo and his militias are now accused of crimes against humanity. And Human Rights Watch has also accused forces loyal to the president-elect, that's Alassane Ouattara, of massacring more than 100 civilians in a pro-Gbagbo region. Both sides of this particular conflict accused of crimes against humanity, possibly. What happens moving forward in Ivory Coast? Joining us is Richard Dicker, director of Human Rights Watch's International Justice Program. So, Richard, explain to me, have we successfully, when there is this much a divide in a country, a divide which has cost lives, how does one use the justice system to hopefully bridge those gaps and sort of heal those wounds?
Well, Celeste, I think the first point to understand here is that the justice system has an important but limited role to play. It's one tool in a toolkit that has to include everything from economic redevelopment, truth-telling about what happened. The courtroom scene is one crucial but limited piece of it. And as an advocate of justice, I want to be clear we should keep our expectations down a bit about that function trials can play.
But he's going to be, I mean, from what we understand, there's a possibility for international prosecution of Gbagbo, possibly Ouattara as well, if they connect the massacre of civilians to Ouattara's forces. And there's also the national prosecution of justice. And from what we've seen so far, Alassane Ouattara has said that he will move forward with the court systems to put Gbagbo on trial. Do we know whether Ouattara will also look into and investigate whether his own forces were culpable?
Well, I think that is the essential question that has extremely high stakes attached to it in terms of the future for Côte d'Ivoire and the millions of victims who have suffered horrifically there over the last 10 years. I think we've seen positively Laurent Gbagbo taken into custody. President Ouattara has guaranteed his safety, as well as the safety of other insiders in Gbagbo's circle. That's an important step. We've seen Ouattara announce that there will be a judicial investigation of Gbagbo and those close to him, but that does not go far enough given that there's strong basis to believe the pro-Ouattara forces were also engaged in serious human rights violations that could amount to crimes against humanity or war crimes. And in that context, step needed now is to move beyond what could just be victor's justice and for President Ouattara to announce an investigation into all those most responsible, regardless of the side they fought on in the conflict.
Richard Dicker is director of Human Rights Watch International Justice Program. Richard, let's broaden this out a little bit. I mean, oddly, maybe not oddly, some of the best models for truth and reconciliation processes that are outside of the justice system that had the greatest impact are in Africa. You've got South Africa. You've got the process that's still going on in Rwanda, imperfect, but certainly they've taken the bull by the horns in Rwanda. The World Court in The Hague didn't do a whole lot to heal the wounds between the Bosnians and the Serbs and the Albanians. And certainly in the Middle East, there aren't many models for ending sectarian violence through a reconciliation process. What's the best model for Ivory Coast?
Well, I think you pose the tough questions, and these are tough questions because dealing with post-conflict situations is an incredibly difficult and complex undertaking. I think what you need is a combination of initiatives that begin with trials criminal trials.
But let's get a little more concrete. I mean, Richard, who would you have Ouattara talk to? Desmond Tutu? Would you have him go down to Rwanda? Would you have him go to Cambodia?
Well, I think there's. I would have Ouattara talk to his neighbors in Sierra Leone, where a court there tried individuals associated with all sides in the conflict, even the side that emerged as the government. And to be very concrete, John, a minister in the sitting Sierra Leone government, Sam Inga Norman, was arrested in his office and tried by the special court for Sierra Leone. I think that's the kind of example Ouattara needs to set for Côte d'Ivoire. So I think he needs to go there. I think he does need to find out about truth-telling processes. But I would diminish the expectation that truth-telling is going to generate reconciliation. Reconciliation is a very individual experience, and I'm a little wary of legislating it through any government mechanism.
So you mean the reconciliation between the people? You're not talking about the political parties. 45% of the population of Ivory Coast voted for Gbagbo. Is that the reconciliation you're talking about?
Well, I think what has to happen is a reconciliation between the warring sides, between North and South, between different ethnic groups in Côte d'Ivoire. But Celeste, I think we don't do we don't quite get it right if we expect that will happen overnight. I think we've got to see this as a process that unfolds over some time, and these various steps, including truth-telling, including criminal trials, including eliminating from the security and military forces those believed to be perpetrators of human rights crimes. All of those are part of the package.
All right. We've been speaking to Richard Dicker. He's the director of the Human Rights Watch's International Justice Program. Hey,
Richard, would you suggest someone from Sierra Leone we should talk to about this?
Sure. I think it would be very valuable to talk to individuals who worked at the court in Sierra Leone.
All right.
Glad to get you names of
All
Sierra
right.
Leoneans
we'll
who
do it. Sounds good.
Staff that court.
Richard Dicker talking about the situation in Ivory Coast. Laurent Gbagbo, the former president, is now in custody and could face charges of war crimes both on the international stage and in country. Thank you so much, Richard.
You bet.